a triumphant day of shopping. Did you get everything you wanted?
No.
Hoagie.
So what happened?
Oh, we had a fight in Grindle's department store.
About what?
Mega Woman.
Mega what?
Mega Woman. She's a doll. She's the latest rage. The woman can stop laser beams and walk through walls. She has a galactic necklace, a power ring, and an antimatter suit.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that these items are sold separately.
And not only that, there's a whole family of them. There's Mega Girl, there's Mega Boy, she's married to Mega Man, and they all drive around all day in a Megamobile. You should see what they cost.
Mega bucks?
Yes, a little doll this size cost $9. I said, no. Rudy, I just bought you a doll. I'm not buying you another doll. Rudy had a mega fit.
And I'm sure that you took out your anti-fit galactic shield and saved the day.
Yes, I did.
Guess who called today?
Who?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Is this Dr. Heathcliff Combustible Huxtable?
Oh, no, you don't mean yeah. Colonel Turner.
Colonel Sanford B. Tailwind Turner. You want some mustard? Vanessa took the message, and he said he would call me sometime after lunch. And I know what he wants. A rematch.
Oh, Cliff, you are not seriously considering running against this man again.
Absolutely.
Cliff, you have such a short memory. Last year after that race, you spent 3 days in bed, and I was the one who had to fill the ice packs with ice, and I was the one who didn't get any sleep because every time you turned over, I was the one who had to hear, oh, Claire, my legs. Claire, Claire, my legs. My legs, my legs. Claire, my legs.
That was then. But I have been working out and I am in shape. Look at me.
You look pretty good.
Okay.
Can I have a napkin?
You want a napkin? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I am lean and mean.
So why ruin that? It by running a race.
The only thing I'm going to ruin is his pride.
But honey, you did that last year when you won.
No, we didn't win, dear. It was a tie.
No, it was not. Cliff, you won.
Hey.
Denise,
what?
The relay race your father ran last year, who won?
No, but it was a tie.
Ah! Tie. Told you it was a tie.
It was not a tie.
Time.
Don't listen to the child. She didn't have a good seat. She couldn't even see the finish line.
Then we'll play the tape of the race. Come on.
We don't have to play the tape, Cliff. I mean, really, it's quite all right. We don't have to play the tape. Denise, I told you never to say it was a tie.
The tape.
Honey, we just saw this tape last night. Really, we don't need to see it again.
Yeah, Dad, I was mistaken. You won your relay race.
You know, we've seen this tape over 1,000 times. It's a wonder the thing is still in one piece.
Sit down. Now, turn this thing on and there. Do you know, I had a 40-yard lead on him and he still caught me.
Now watch this. So you are winning, Cliff. Look out, Cliff, you're winning.
No. This is nothing. No, not your haircut. All right, now slow it down. Bow!
You won!
Tie! It was a tie!
You won!
You won.
What's that? Okay, I'll run it again.
No! Dad, no!
Hey!
Got it.
How you doing, son? I just finished running the tape of my race.
Really?
Yeah.
How come nobody called me?
Well, sit down. I'll run it again for you.
Oh, well, I can't. I have to go to Cockroach's house, and he does not like it when I'm late.
Hey, I'll drive you. Bye.
You know, I'm looking at the shape I was in then, and I can see how he caught me. But this year, I am ready.
Cliff, what are you trying to prove? You're a bunch of middle-aged men running around a track trying to recapture your youth.
No, not really. You're only as young as you feel. It's all in the mind.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that. That's where I'll put the ice packs next time.
That's him.
Okay. All right, Cliff, you want to race, you race. But I am out of it.
You're out of it?
O-U-T of it.
Huxtable residence.
Is this Heathcliff Huxtable?
Is this Tailwind Turner? The man I fought off in a relay race last year?
Let me remind you of the rules of track, sir.
The person that crosses the finish line first is the winner. That was me.
But I have news for you. I'm in shape this year.
I don't want to run against you. I want you to run with me in a race for charity.
Do what?
Scott Oakley can't run. I want you to take his place on our relay team.
Hold the phone just 1 second. Dear, he doesn't want to run against me. He wants me to run. But he wants me to run. It's you and me together?
Together at the Penn Relays.
Penn Relays? Just a minute. Dear, it's the Penn Relays. He wants me to run with him in the Penn Relays. There's thousands of people rooting for me at the Penn Relays. It's all my life I've wanted to run in the Penn Relays. What leg?
Anchor leg.
He wants me to run the anchor leg. Dear, that's the leg of honor and glory. In the... Well, who are we running against?
That's the beautiful part.
You're running against Charlie Stevenson.
Charlie Stevenson set the conference record in the Southeast when we were in college.
When was the last time you saw him?
Well, Tailwind, it's got to be, what, 30 years, I guess, I saw him. He was about 5'10", weighed 160 pounds, and all legs. That's what I remember.
Now he's 5'10", both ways.
Really? Well... I'm sorry, I need some time to think it over.
I need to know now.
I accept.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Dear. Tailwind Turner, the fastest man in the world, is going to hand off to me, Combustible Huxtable, the fastest man in the universe.
Fast?
Fast.
Faster than the speed of light?
Faster than the speed of light.
Good, then you'll be too fast for the camera and there won't be a tape.
Been known to do that.
You know who else can run fast?
Who?
Mega Woman.
I don't know her.
You would like her. She can stop laser beams.
Really?
and breathe underwater.
Oh, she's a fish.
No, she's a woman like me. Can I have her?
Well, I don't know. How much she cost?
$9.
Whoa, that's a lot of money.
Please, please, if you get me this, you'll never have to get me anything else again.
You mean if I buy you this mega woman, I don't have to buy you another gift, present, or anything for the rest of my life?
Right.
Why, I like this deal. Yes, indeed.
Hi.
Oh, there's Mom. We'll ask Mom, see what
No.
You don't want me to ask Mom about mega woman?
Oh, Dad.
Rudy, I already told you, no mega woman.
I'll pay for it.
How? You don't have a job.
I'll get one.
Doing what?
Cleaning up my room.
You already do that for free.
No, wait a minute, Cliff. Suppose Rudy does extra work around the house. We could pay her for that.
What do you want me to do?
Paint the kitchen.
No. You can start by helping me clean out the cupboards.
Okay. I'll do it for $9.
It pays 50 cents.
I'll take that.
Hey, Mom. Have you seen Dad?
Yes, he's out running. He said he wanted to get some sprints in.
I thought he ran this morning.
He did. But it's the day before the race. He wanted to work out twice.
Twice a day? Should he be doing that? I mean, he's almost 50.
He's just 49.
50 is right around the corner, though.
Are you trying to say the 50's old age?
Well, yeah.
Well, then what's middle age?
25.
Well, then what does that make me?
Just right.
You better be glad you said that.
I finished dusting.
Good.
Can I have my 25 cents now?
As soon as I inspect your work.
Okay. Theo, you owe me $1.
For what?
I cleaned out your closet.
But I didn't ask you to.
But I already did it. You owe me $1.
Rudy, I'm not giving you $1.
Then I'm messing it up.
Mess you up?
Get away from me!
All right, you two. No messing up the closet or each other.
Mom, we're back.
Oh.
No, Dad, that is not the way we act.
We do.
What are you talking about?
Dad was acting all weird in the car.
Weird?
All I did, dear, was act the way my children act sometimes when they're in the car and I'm driving. Well, she was driving, I'm sitting on the passenger side, and so I decided to turn the radio up loud, and I had the sound going, so it's bouncing all over the car, and I just sat there, and I was just...
Here's Dad, okay?
Sounds like the three of you had a good time.
You should have seen Dad at this track. He was great.
Talk slow.
He was fast.
Hello. What else?
And he was real handsome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We were very proud that he was our dad.
Until he got into the car.
Thank you for the ride. Sure. I saw 19 today.
19?
I was resting, recovering from my 400, and this 19-year-old boy was running the quarter, just practicing. And he went past me. And I just watched him, 19. And it had speed, it had power, it had bounce. 19.
Cliff, do you want to be 19 again?
Only if you'll be 19 with me.
Sure.
And the children could be 49. Gentlemen, tailwind turner, hands off to combustible huxle. Bam!
Look at that stride, ladies and gentlemen. No one's ever seen a stride on a man this old before. And ladies and gentlemen,
ow. Cliff.
Yes, dear.
Honey, what time is it?
It's 10 and a half hours before the race. Ow.
Are you nervous?
No, just excited.
Are you disappointed that the children won't be there?
Oh, no, because I asked Dr. Morrison to film the whole thing from the time that I get on the field to the time I take my victory lap so that they can see it whenever they want to.
Or you can see it whenever you want to.
I'm so excited about going there. You know, I could run down to Philadelphia right now. The only thing about it is the speed limit is 55 and I might get it to...
If we have a long drive tomorrow, honey, we have to start early in the morning.
I don't need sleep. My body is well tuned.
Yes, I must admit, you are looking good.
How good?
You are looking real good.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm an athlete.
Our first race of the day is a one-mile relay for charity. The Edward P. Hurt All-Stars are in the blue jerseys, the Tammany All-Stars in red. Running the first leg for the Edward Hurt team is Ira Davis. James Hodge will start for the Tammany team. And they're off. Ahead of Heathcliff Huxtable, the Tammany team wins the race.
I ran against an Olympic champion.
I think you should be very proud of yourself. You ran a good race.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
My favorite part was the look on your face when you realized that it was a woman who had passed you. And then the look on your face when you realized that the woman was Valerie Briscoe Hooks.
Well, they had to get a 3-time Olympic medal winner to beat me. And I want to know, why did that woman, when she passed me, pet me on my boom boom?
Because she couldn't resist that fine-tuned body. How do you feel about what they did to you?
Oh, are you kidding? Tailwind set me up so good. I looked at him, I started laughing. Boy, oh, wait, I tell you what. For 30 seconds, I thought the people were cheering for me. And then the next 30 seconds, I knew they were laughing at me. I felt pretty good about it.
Yes?
Who is it?
Rudy.
Come in.
Mega Woman wanted to say good night.
Well, good night, Mega Woman.
And how is Mega Woman enjoying her new home?
She likes it, but she's lonely.
Why?
She misses Mega Boy, Mega Girl, and Mega Man.
Well, we don't want Mega Woman apart from her family, do we?
No.
So, I think that tomorrow...
Yes.
You and I...
Yes.
Get up and go down to the toy store?
Yes.
And give her back to her family.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.